and nudging them out the door. I guess God knows ADDs and OCDs need each other, which is why they so often end up in the same family or marriage. Now that I had a baby of my own on the way, I couldn't help but wonder if my child would grow up to be an organized person like me, loading the dishwasher with the precision of a lab scientist. Or would my darling child be a messy like my mom, loading the dishwasher with all the finesse of a drunk monkey? I'm guessing from the law of averages that I'll likely produce scatterbrained, messy offspring at some point. This worries me some. And yet, I look back on Mom's life and realize that because of her sense of humor, no mess, mishap, or forgetful episode went to waste. Somehow, it all got turned into a batter of material and came out of the creative oven in book or kitchen table story form, making us laugh. Eventually. To be clear, my mother knew how to cook, thanks to the good home cooks she grew up with. When she put her mind to it and focused on the task at hand, she was often a great cook, though her standards of kitchen cleanliness have never been pristine, and she'll use the juice from a lime that looks like a kiwi without giving it a second thought, something I would never do. Still, to her credit, or divine protection, she never gave us food poisoning. Mom's culinary challenges mostly occurred when her brain was occupied with chasing us four kids, her return to college in her mid-30s, then a stint at teaching first grade, followed by a writing and speaking career. At some point, while Mom was preparing a meal with all this activity going on, her forgetfulness would inevitably kick in, and as a result, Mom's kitchen disasters alone could fill a book. And indeed, this book is padded with several of them. We were talking and laughing about some of her earlier cooking challenges recently on the phone, and I urged her to write them down as a way to encourage women to understand that being a good and gracious cook and hostess does not happen overnight, and that, in fact, if she could pull it off, just about anybody could. She's known in her Denver circles as the local Paula Deen, often throwing together impromptu meals for 2 or 20 with Southern grace. Her cooking skills took a serious leap forward after she married Greg, who has a real appreciation for regular home-cooked meals. Without children underfoot, she had more time to practice and perfect recipes, and a little more brain space to focus. These days, my adult siblings and I love going home to Mama's for a home-cooked meal and always feel pampered, loved, and well-fed around her kitchen table. But trust me, this was not always the case. My mother is living testimony to this truth. As long as you keep a sense of humor and a fire extinguisher handy, you really don't need to worry about perfection in the kitchen. And that no matter how young or old you are, there is always hope for improvement.